coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Ward. Jim Marino is one of eight drivers slated to compete in the National Driving Championship this October, but right now he's making his mark stateside. Jim, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks.
For those that don't know, you've been most accustomed to spending your summers in Alberta after the meet at Fraser Downs wraps up, but this year you did something different, and you took a shot at running aces in Minnesota. What went into that decision, Jim?
Well, in January 2015, I was in I got a pretty bad accident, and I thought I had changed my way of thinking and start doing things and, you know, try some new things and have a little fun with my life. So I thought maybe I'd try down here in the United States. It seemed like a nice place. I knew some people here. So I gave it a shot.
Now, a few years ago, you tried Hoosier Park. What did you take from that experience that helped you this time around?
Anytime you go somewhere, it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, you just got to get used to living in a different country, first of all. But, you know, I mean, I'm doing the same thing in the same circuit every year. I just wanted to try something new and have a little fun.
What's the atmosphere like for racing in Minnesota? I mean, you know, when you think Minnesota and harness racing, you think Dan Patch, and those roots run pretty deep, but it's not exactly considered a hotbed of harness racing. So what's the atmosphere like over there?
I think a pretty big crowd, though, and, you know, they have family days, and there's always a large crowd watching the races live. And everybody's friendly, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think it's catching on here. I believe it's their eighth season. But, I mean, they also have fair racing. So, like, you know, in the middle of the week, you can go to a little town somewhere and race the fair, too.
Okay. And how are you liking it so far?
I'm really enjoying myself. I've gone to five or six Minnesota Twins baseball games. You know, the weather is really good here, you know, I rented a place on a lake. So I'm really enjoying myself so far down here. And all the guys that I drive with are great guys. And so, actually, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm really glad I made the decision to come down here.
Now, do you plan on driving again at Fraser when it reopens?
Yes, for sure. I'll be there opening day. I have, I got some two-year-olds of my own that fit the BC Sire Stakes. They'll be ready to go. So, yeah, that's my home, and I'm going to go back there.
Now, you recently won your 2,000th race. Congratulations on that. Was that a milestone you were targeting and looking to hit?
Well, after the accident, I wasn't even sure if I was going to get back to driving again or if I could even do it again physically. And, you know, after putting all that work into rehab I just thought, you know, I did want to start driving again, you know, and I knew that number was close by, so it was nice to get it. Who knows if I'll get 3,000, but for now, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Let's talk about the Western Regional Driving Championship for a minute. You've been a finalist at least three times that I can recall. How important is it for you to compete and succeed in these driving tournaments?
Again, like, I think I'm going to appreciate it a lot more this time because, like I said, you know, I had some time in the sidelines and I really, you know, stepped back to take a look at everything and I'm really going to appreciate it this time. And I'm enjoying my time. I've been before. It was fun. I'm sure it's going to be fun again. And, I mean, I can't wait.
Yeah. Did you think you had a shot to make the Nationals at the Western Regional at Century Downs?
Well, I didn't bother to even look at the program until about an hour before, but a few people told me that I didn't have a very good shot, no. But I just, you know, I wanted to have fun, and I had a really fun time at Century Downs. They treated us good and put on a good show, and I just happened to make the finals game.
Right. You're more of a 5/8 mile driver with being at Fraser and running aces and so on. You're going to Western Fair for the finals, and that's a half miler. Does that pose more of a challenge for somebody like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get lucky and draw some good horses, but I'm sure some of those guys back there are going to be a lot more at home on that track than I am. But, like, I'm just looking at it. I'm going to go. I'm going to have some fun, meet some new people, and whatever happens, happens.
Now, can you assess the competition for us now that the Field of Eight is finalized? Who's going to be your toughest competition, do you think?
Well, I mean, you have to think that Trevor Henry is going to be the favorite going in because, you know, he's been at those tracks, driven there for I don't know how many years. And, of course, James McDonald also, you know, he's probably the class of the field, too. So, I mean, I'm sure all the guys are going to be competitive and they all have a shot. I know Brandon Campbell and Guy have been there a few times, so they're knocking on the door.
It's going to be a good one, I'll tell you. Is your approach going to be any different this time than in past years at the NDC?
Well, I'm not going to worry about it until I get there, but I'm just going to go there and make sure I have fun and soak it all up. And like I said, I didn't think I'd get another chance at it after that accident. I got hurt pretty bad, and I didn't think that the next couple of years I'd be back driving at the Canadian Driving Challenge.
What would it mean to you to win and be able to represent Canada in front of the world on your home soil?
Hey, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? I mean, if I actually pull off a win and get to represent Canada, then, I mean that'd be like... How do I put it? That would be like icing on the cake to my driving career. I mean, I could retire after that. I'm not going with any expectations. I'm going in to have a good time, have some fun, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, you do that. You have some fun because that's what it's all about, and that's why we love this game. Jim Marino, real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
All right, thanks a lot.